Being that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is almost upon us, I'd like to present chapter 70 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which addresses the topic of Rosh Chodesh Nisan in a very interesting way. Rabbeinu Zal begins in this chapter by discussing the concept of gravity, and he says we know that everything is on the ground, as we see. Everything grows from the ground. All rest on the ground. They're all attached to the ground naturally. And it's impossible to lift them off the ground and to move them away from the ground without exerting force. That energy that pulls things away from the ground is called koyach hamachriach. The word machriach means to force something, meaning that there's some force or energy being used to pull that item away from its natural place, which is the earth. And according to how much energy and force is being used, that's what will determine how far away from the earth the item moves. We're using the word earth now as synonymous with ground. And then when that force stops, then the object naturally falls back to the ground. For example, if a person takes a ball and throws it in an upward direction, according to how much energy they put into throwing it, that's what will decide how high away from the ground that ball will fly. And when that energy is used up, when that koyach hamachriach is finished, then the ball starts naturally being pulled back to the ground, because the earth has a koyach hamoshech. This gravitational pull is called koyach hamoshech. Limshoch means to draw something to yourself. And the earth draws everything to itself. Otherwise, things would fall off the earth. And now Rabbeinu Zal points out, for example, in the case that we mentioned about a ball being thrown up to the air, as it gets closer to the earth, it picks up speed. It goes quicker and quicker. This is within the physical realm. Now Rabbeinu Zal tells us that on a spiritual level, the tzaddik is compared to earth, this ground in a sense. The Pasuk tells us in Mishlei chapter 10 that the tzaddik is called Yesoid Olam, the foundation of the world. The word Yesoid means foundation, and the word Yesoid is also used to mean basic element, the Arba Yesoidos, the four basic elements from which the world was created: earth, fire, water, and air. Ofor is called a Yesoid Olam, one of the basic elements of the world, and the tzaddik is called Yesoid Olam. Just like everything stands on the earth, so too on a spiritual level, everything rests on the tzaddik. And he is the one who has this ability to draw everything and everyone naturally to himself. And Rabbeinu Zal here says, Ki zeh ha-tzadik hu rak yochid bo'olam, shehu yesoid olam, shekol hadvorim nimshochem imenu. In this context, we're referring specifically to the greatest tzadik of all tzadikim. Everything draws from him. Vafilu kol ha-tzadikim heim rak anofim imenu, kol echod lefi b'chinosoi. And the other tzadikim are all branches drawing from the trunk of the tree, which is this tzaddik. There are branches that are main branches, from which come forth other smaller branches, and this represents the different levels of closeness to the tzaddik. This tzaddik is especially humble, as the Torah tells us. Avraham Avinu, when he spoke to Hashem, he said, Va'onoichi ofor vo'efer, I am dust and ashes. And that's part of what makes him the Yesoid Olam, this foundation, this basic element of the world, like ofor, whereby everything rests upon him. And this is also why towards the end of Shmon Esrei, when we pray the Amidah, after we finish all the blessings and we say the paragraph Elokai Netzor, one of the main prayers that we say there is Venafshi Keofor Lakoil Tihir. Rabbeinu Zal says what we're actually praying for there is that I should be privileged to have this Koyach HaMoshech. Let me have this drawing power, this magnetic pull, to be able to draw everything to myself, just like the earth draws everything to it. Now this tzaddik also draws all hashpois to the world. He is the one from whom all shefa, all sustenance that comes to the world in every form comes from him. As the Pasuk says in Eov chapter 28, Ve'afrois Zohov, gold dust. We see that Zohov, gold, which represents money, wealth, comes from Ofor. It comes from earth, which is a nickname for the tzaddik. Because again, the tzaddik is the one who humbles himself. The tzaddik is yisoid olam, just like Ofor is yisoid olam. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal points out that if a person is privileged to give tzedakah, to give charity to this tzaddik, the highest level tzaddik in the world, that person is blessed immediately. Because this can be compared to a person planting something in earth that's very fertile. When the Torah discusses charity, it uses the term planting. The pasuk says in Hosea chapter 10, Zaru lachem litzdoko v'kitzru lefi chesed. Plant for yourselves charity. Whereas if a person gives charity to one who is not humble, to one who is not tzaddik, who we said is compared to this yisoid olam, this offer, then that person's charity does not bear fruit. In Baba Kama, Yirmiyo Hanavi, one of the great prophets, when he was dealing with a group of wicked people from the city of Anosois, he prayed to Hashem, Be'ez apecho asebohem. Hashem, when you're angry, punish them. And the Gemara says his prayer was, Hechshilom ba'aniyim she'enam mehugonim. Make them stumble by having them give their charity to unworthy causes. That type of charity is not considered planting at all. And it would only be natural that all people should be drawn to this tzaddik who has this koyach ha-moshech. However, there is the koyach ha-machriach that blocks this and causes people to be distant from this tzaddik. However, when this koyach ha-machriach finishes, then everything naturally returns and is drawn and becomes close to the tzaddik who is compared to this offer. This is also why Rabbeinu Zal points out that when a person is traveling to the tzaddik, the more they get close to the place of a tzaddik, they feel more and more desire to come close, because they're getting closer to the source of that gravitational pull, that magnetic force that's drawing them to it. Now Rabbeinu Zal goes on to tell us that this is also the concept of the Mishkan. We know that when the Jews left Egypt, their goal was to get to the land of Israel, to get to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Koyach HaMoshech of the entire world. Just like the Tzaddik is called Koyach HaMoshech, the Tzaddik is compared to Ofor. We know that the place on earth of the holiest Ofor is Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, of which the holiest city is the city of Yerushalayim, in which the holiest building, the holiest place is the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. That's the Koyach HaMoshech of the entire world. And this is why the Torah tells us that when Jews all over the world pray, V'hispalalu elecho derech hartzon, all of us face the land of Israel. We face Yerushalayim, we face the Beis HaMikdash. Spiritually, that's where we're being drawn to. And we know, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, that all honor and respect and glory and greatness comes from the tzaddik. And anyone who has any of that has to receive it from the tzaddik. And anyone in the world who has any greatness or who has to receive any greatness has to get it from its source, which is the tzaddik who possesses this utmost humbleness. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal tells us, anyone who has any position of leadership or authority, they all draw it from the tzaddik, who is this aspect of offer, this earth, this ground. And so too, whenever this leadership is renewed, all of this takes place through the tzaddik. And now Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say that this is why the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is called Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim. That's what begins the new year for kings. And this is why the Mishkan was put up specifically Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the word Rosh Chodesh, Rosh means leader, Chodesh means Chadash, new leadership. Because this is how leadership is renewed. It's renewed from the Mishkan, from the Tzaddik who puts up the Mishkan, which is tied in specifically to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is called Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim. This is the chapter in Likutei Moran as it's presented, chapter 70, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nachman's main student, Rav Nosson Zal, in Likutei Halachos, discusses this chapter in several places, and he sheds tremendous light and clarity on the concepts that are presented here. He shows us many practical applications of this. And among them, he explains to us that this koyach ha-moshech that we mentioned, this drawing power, this magnetic pull, gravitational pull, to draw things, to draw everything to itself, that the earth has, the ground has. This represents the concept of truth, emes. We know there's a pasuk that says, emes me'eretz titzmach. Truth will come forth from the earth. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that the more humility the person has, the more that person is closer to the truth. There's nothing that pulls a person away from truth, away from honesty and sincerity, like arrogance, gaiva, haughtiness. Whereas sheker, falsehood, that's this koyach hamachriach. That's what pulls people away from the koyach hamoshech, from the truth. And this sheker can be in all kinds of different forms. We know that the physical world, the future world, the world to come, is called Olam Ho'emes, the world of truth. This physical world that we live in, and the physicality of it, all the physical desires, they are all part of this Olam HaSheker that we call this world of falseness, which tries to draw a person away from, to distance a person and pull a person away from the ultimate truth, which is Hashem, which is Gan Eden, paradise, Olam Haba, the world to come. And this sheker sometimes presents itself in people. People who speak out, just like we said earlier, that Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, is the Koyach HaMoshech, that's this Ofer Dikdusha. We know that there were the Meraglim, the spies, whom Moshe Rabbeinu sent to spy out, to check out the land in the beginning, who came back with a bad report, came back speaking badly about the land of Eretz Yisrael, and they tried to distance the Jewish people, to push them, pull them away from Eretz Yisrael. We know there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Te'olamno sifsei sheker, hadoivrim al hatzadik begaiva vavuz. Hashem silence the lips of falseness, who speak out against the tzaddik with arrogance and insult. Here we see clearly that this sheker is that force that speaks against the tzaddik, against Eretz Yisrael, against Hashem, and it's based on gaiva, it's based on arrogance. The tzaddik represents the ultimate in humility, humbleness. V'ho'ish Moshe onav moed. We know when the Torah speaks about all great, the Avram Avinu, v'noichi ofor v'efram, dust and ashes. Dovid HaMelech, King David, said, v'noichi toilas v'loish, I'm a worm, I'm not a person. The greatness of the tzaddikim is always measured by their humility, by their humbleness. And the force that pulls away from tzaddikim, away from Eretz Yisrael, away from Hashem, away from holiness, is this force of sheker, falseness, and it's this force of gaiva, arrogance. That's this koyach hamachriach. Interestingly, Rav Nosson Zal points out that we mentioned earlier that the gravitational force is something that's constant. It's always active. The koyach hamachriach is something that's temporary. We mentioned that a ball, any object, if we don't do anything to it, it's pulled to the ground, always, permanently. If we exert force to pull it away from the ground, that force has a timer on it. Depending on how much force we exerted, for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 40 seconds, that ball will travel in an upward direction. As soon as that koyach hamachriach is used up, the object once again naturally is drawn, gravitationally pulled, back to its source, back to the ground. So too, when we speak about the forces of evil, the yetzahara, the evil inclination that tries to draw a person away from Hashem, away from holiness, away from the tzaddik, it's compared to ruach sa'ora godol b'shaitoi. It's like a storm, a very powerful wind, but it's only powerful during its time, for however long it lasts. There's no such thing as a permanent storm. A storm can be very powerful, but it can last an hour, a few hours, a day, a few days, and that's it, and then it stops. And this is also why we know, when we commemorate the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Jews being chased out of the land of Eretz Yisrael, We do it by sitting on the ground, on Tisha B'Av, that day when we mourn the destruction of the two Beis Hamikdashes and being exiled from Eretz Yisrael. We show our mourning by sitting on the ground. We're showing that we realize that that was the mistake. The mistake, the machriach, was arrogance, which got us evicted from Eretz Yisrael. The tikkun for it is humbleness, lowering ourselves to the ground. And this is why we pray, Hisna'ari me'ofer kumi, wake up, rise up from the ground, rise up from the earth, once again to be privileged to enter into the land of Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael, into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Kiddusha. And Rav Nosson Zal here speaks about the incredible gift that Hashem has given the Jewish people, which is the synagogues, the shuls, and the yeshivas. The Gemara says that nowadays that we're in exile, that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we don't have the land of Israel in its full glory. Instead, Hashem has given us the synagogues, Botei Chnesios and Botei Midrashos, which are replacements, substitutes for the Mishkan, for the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, when a person, the choicest synagogue and Beis HaMedrash is the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik. The Gemara says that in each and every, wherever a person finds themselves, that in Lud they went to the shul or the yeshiva of this Tzaddik. In this city they went to the yeshiva of that Tzaddik. It was always the yeshiva or a synagogue is named for the Tzaddik that it's attached to, who has this Koyach HaMoshe, who is this Mishkan. And serves the Jewish people in the same manner that the Beis HaMikdash did, having the ability to draw Hashem to himself, having the ability to draw the Jews close to Hashem, and being the source of Shefa, of sustenance, just like the earth provides nutrients for the fruit and vegetables, which are what feed the animals, which are what feed the human beings. The earth is the source of Shefa, of all sustenance for the entire world. So too, the Tzaddik, Eretz Yisrael, the Beit HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, those are the sources of Shefa for the entire world. Shem should help that we should be Zeuche during this month of Nisan. The Gemara tells us that B'Nisan Nigalu U'B'Nisan Asidan Ligoyel, the Jews were taken out of Egypt, the first original exile, in the month of Nisan. And Nisan is destined to be the month of the permanent redemption, and especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the kingdom is reestablished, Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, we should see the true kingdom of the Jewish people, the true king, Moshiach ben David, take his rightful position, and the authority of Hashem be established permanently with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.